From the Robin Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 996th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ray Price.
I couldn't sleep last night, just walked the floor. Don't know why I stand this anymore. Lonely all the time since I lost you. Received your invitation to the blues. I don't know why you cause me such pain. I just hope I never go through this much again. Thanks for sending something I can't use. Received your invitation to the blues. Took the laughter from this world of mine. Thanks to you, the sun will never shine. Walked the floor so much, wore out my shoes. Received your invitation to the blues.
Yeah! Yeah. Thank you. Well, after we got things off to that kind of start, Grant Turner, we'd like to say welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Now, how about giving me a hand with tonight's list of entertainers?
Glad to, Ray, glad to. Well, first off, we got Miss June Carter with us and the Jordanaire.
Chet Atkins.
Yes, sirree. String Bean, Tommy Jackson, and the Opry Square Dancers.
And our special guest, Country Jody and the Country Cousins. We'll hear from Cousin Jody and the gang just a little bit, but right now it's time for some fine quartet singing. And when it comes to quartet singing, you just can't beat the Jordanaires with Shadrach.
Shadrach. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Took a little trip into the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, he took a lot of gold and they made him an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, he told everybody when they hear the music of the cornet. Oh, yeah.
He told everybody when they hear the music of the flute.
God, he said, you gotta bow down and worship the idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
You couldn't fool them with a golden idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
So the king put the children in that fiery furnace.
Shadrach,
great God, he heaped on coals and red hot brimstone. Made it seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be. A good book says, even burn up the soldiers the king has put there.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. The Lord God sent him an angel and gave him a couple of wings.
Well, he sent him on down in the middle of doom and again the gloom of flames.
God's children, they got so happy, they went strutting right through the fire.
Talking about the power of the gospel.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yes, sir, the Jordanaires and Shadrach, and you just can't beat that kind of spiritual singing. Thanks a whole lot, boys. Now then, it's time we heard from our guests, and I just want to say that this group is a bunch of really great entertainers and favorites with the Grand Ole Opry listeners everywhere. Let's bring them out here and make them feel real welcome. Cousin Jody and the Country Cousins. Telling you. Cousin Jody, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. I'm sure mighty pleased to have you with us here.
Thank you there, Mr. Price. We're mighty happy to be here. Ain't we, Country Cousin?
Well, sure are, Jody.
Danged if they didn't do it just exactly the way we rehearsed it there, Mr. Price.
Well, I'll tell you, speaking of rehearsing, Jody, I understand you all have been rehearsing a lot and have a real fine song worked up for us.
We sure do, Mr. Price. We got one of them long-heard modern tunes we recorded, you know, and it escaped there just a little while back.
You recorded this tune, Jody, and it escaped?
Yeah.
Well, now, Jody, recorded tunes don't escape. They're released.
Boys, if our records ever get out, they have to escape there, Mr. Price.
Okay, Jody, okay. Here he is, folks. Cousin Jody and the Country Cousin with a chick record TV set.
All right, watch it, Cousin. They're supposed to be singing in here, you know. Ready?
I asked my gal for to marry me. She said, yes, I will agree. If you're sure that I will get
a 20-acre farm and a television set.
Television set. Television set.
A 20-acre farm and a television set.
On with the song.
I had a friend who tried to get hitched, but he only got his poor heart fixed. She broke his heart with her wedding dress.
She traded even swap for a television set.
Television set. Television set.
She traded even swap for a television set. Yeah.
Hey, why? Time for more singing, old buddy. Ready?
I knew a man who was married 40 years. He never had a fuss with his wife, he dear. A few days ago, she began to fret.
The doctor said she needed a television set.
Television set. Television set.
The doctor said she needed a television set.
There's three to four old bald-headed men wearing the mark of a rolling pin. They'll have more if they don't agree
to get a television for the family.
For the family. For the family.
To get a television for the family.
Hey, what?
Jody, you know good and well that's not on the record.
It is now, buddy.
Here's to the boy who dated Irene. He bragged too much in the moonlight beam. She wouldn't say goodnight for a bet.
She learned that he had a television set.
Television set. Television set.
She learned that he had a television set.
She learned that he had a television set.
Well, Grant, now that fall's really here, I guess you're getting out in the woods for a little hunting.
Oh, that's for sure, Ray, and there's nothing that I like better. Tramping over the hills with my dog and my shotgun, a sandwich or an apple in my pocket, and a pipe and a tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Now, that is really living.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Prince Albert, Grant, because no matter what sort of hunting luck a man has, as long as he's got that mild and mellow Prince Albert along, the whole trip is worthwhile.
Yes, for downright smoking pleasure and comfort, you just can't beat P.A.
It's always so fresh, Grant, and it's crimp cut so that it packs right and burns even and cool.
And Prince Albert gives a smoking man the satisfaction and pleasure he expects every time. The flavor of the fine natural tobaccos is locked in by the special PA process. The making men go for PA, too, in OCB paper. It rolls so easy and smokes right.
So pipe smoker or making man, if it's pleasure smoking and comfort you're hunting for, just load up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco, and hit the bullseye every time. Yes, sir, Tommy Jackson and the opera square dancers of the great old-timer Cripple Creek. Thank you, Tommy Jackson. Thank you, Square Dancers. That was as fancy as stepping if I've seen in a long time. Don't you agree, Grant Turner?
I sure do, Ray. That's the kind of music and dancing that's helped make the Grand Ole Opry so famous. And while we're on the subject of making the opera famous, another thing that's helped a lot is the part of the show we call hymn time.
You're so right, Grant.
Well, Ray, there's one that you do and do so well, and I wonder if you'd sing it for us now. Here he is, folks, Ray Price, singing that great hymn, In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear calling on my ear, the sun of God is closing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy
Thank you, neighbors. Thanks a whole lot. You're a real wonderful audience. Now, here's a good friend of mine who plays about the best electric guitar I know of. So let's have a big hand for him as he plays Heartaches, Chester Atkins. Chet Atkins, the king of the guitar players, and his special treatment of the great tune, Heartaches. Thanks so much, Chet. And speaking of heartaches, here's the gal that broke more hearts than there are hills in the Ozarks, Ms. June Carter.
Hello there, old Ray Price.
Hello, June Bug.
Hey, I heard you out there. You was just a-singing. I never heard such singing in my life.
Is that right?
Boy, you was just a-singing. Why, it was just a... It was just,
Great?
No, that's not the word. It's another word I've got.
Stupendous?
No, that's not it either. Wasn't that?
Colossal?
No, well, it wasn't colossal either.
I'm telling you, June, your vocabulary is the most terrible thing I've ever heard.
Terrible, that's it. That's the word, terrible. No, I'm just kidding you. You're one of my favorite fellas, Ray, really.
Well, thank you, June. You're my favorite gal friend, too.
Well, that's nice of you. Hey, listen, it's gonna blow up.
What?
It's gonna blow up any minute now.
June.
It's gonna blow up.
What's gonna blow up?
My bubble gum.
Well, I'm telling you.
That's about all I got left.
Leave
my bubble gum. I'm telling you, times is really getting hard.
Well, I didn't know that,
June. Oh, listen, they've just in terrible shape. That's the heart I've been forced to steal.
Oh, June, you don't
yes,
mean
sir.
It.
No, I've been taking everything. I've been taking everything that ain't tied down, red hot, or too heavy to tow away.
I'm telling you, June, you take the cake.
Yeah, and everything else I can get a hold of.
You don't really mean the times are that bad, do you?
Yeah, they've really been pretty bad. And every time I see a policeman coming, I just take off and run. I just run, buddy, every time I see one.
You mean to tell me that you outrun him?
No, I'm not trying to outrun him. I'm just using strategy.
Strategy?
Yeah, I run all the way around the world, and I come back and attack him in the rear end.
Well, that's a good way.
No, I've got money, Ray.
Sure enough?
Yeah, I've got money. I just can't get to it. It's kind of a... Well, I was the first depositor that they ever had in that New York City bank.
No kid.
Yeah, and them Rockefellers and Vanderbilts and Morgans all come along, pile their money right in on top of it. Now they have to get theirs out before I can get in there too, mine. it's a terrible calamity about me having to steal. Honest to goodness, and I've got it wrote down here in a little poem.
All right, let's hear it.
Things got so tough that I was forced to steal. A cup of coffee, a bag of flour, and even a sack of meal. But I wasn't caught as I had these things in tow. I held a kerchief across my nose in case I had to blow.
Say, June, I understand this fella you went out with is a regular go-getter.
No, I want to already got her is what I want.
I'm telling you, June, you sound like you thought money was everything, but it isn't. Now, you take Prince Albert.
I thought he was already married.
I mean Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh.
Now, it doesn't cost very much, but there's a whole lot of value and smoking pleasure packed inside the can. Prince Albert is crimp cut, and it's always fresh. Gives a man just the sort of smoking satisfaction and comfort he wants every time.
And if he's a making man, PA is just right for him. It rolls so easy, smokes so mild and mellow.
So, pipe smoker or making man, discover for yourself how much real smoking pleasure and value is packed inside that tin of Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test that proves Prince Albert's naturally best. Smoke so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Thank you so much, June Carter, and I know that everyone at Anderson, Indiana will be looking forward to seeing you tomorrow afternoon when you play a big show up there. But right now, it's time we heard from our guest again, so here's Cousin Jody and all the country cousins with a fast little tune he recorded a while back called Lady Cop.
Boy, that's a good one, ain't it? It sure is. Hey, let me out of this dead place of jail. I say, let me out of this jail.
Wait a minute, cousin. How come you in jail in the first place?
Well, it was just like this here, Daniel.
All right. Now, cousin, you're cutting up and you're supposed to be singing. You're the one that sings first.
Oh, excuse me. I'm supposed to sing, yeah. One day I saw a pretty gal just standing on the street. And since I am so handsome, I thought we ought to meet. I walked right up to her and said, with a silly grin, now how about splitting a banana split? That's why I'm in the shape I'm in.
He didn't know she was a policeman.
Oh, I do now.
He didn't know she was a cop.
Y'all see this not so
He didn't know she was a policeman.
till she hit me and I went a flippity flop, a flippity flop, a flippity flop.
Wait a minute. On with the song.
We sent out for a doctor, but they brought back a nurse. And when she looked into his eyes, he felt his liver burst. She opened up his mouth and put her hand right down his throat. And when she pulled it out again,
she had a blue policeman's coat.
He didn't know she was a policeman.
Oh, I do now.
He didn't know she was a cop.
Oh, that's the meanest woman.
He didn't know she was a policeman.
Till she hit me and I went a flippity-flop, a flippity-flop, a flippity-flop.
Oh, that's enough of the gab now. On with the song. Here we go.
And now he's in the jailhouse, as happy as can be. And he's got a pretty little blue-eyed copper sitting on his knee. We know you won't believe it, but it's the gospel truth. He's married to a policeman now,
who thinks that I am awfully cute. Yeah.
He didn't know she was a policeman.
Oh, I do now.
He didn't know she was a cop.
Oh, that's a rougher woman.
He didn't know she was a policeman.
Till she hit me and I went a flippity-flop, a flippity-flop, a flippity-flop.
Put some knots on that old head of yours, huh, cuz? Last verse.
And now that it's all over, he's got just this to say. Don't try to split a banana split or you will look this way. And if you see a pretty girl just look, think and stop. Cause underneath that old sack dress,
she might just be a lady cop.
For underneath that old sack dress, she might just be a lady cop.
Woohoo! Hey, look here, Jody. That's your great tune, all right. How come somebody to write that?
Eh?
How come somebody write a tune like that?
Oh, this here tune was written in honor of me, Mr. Price. You know, all the girls think I'm such a great lover, you know.
Oh, go on, Jody. The girls don't think you're a great lover.
They do so, too. They do so, too. Because every time one of our girls takes a look at me, she always says, boy, what a kisser.
Hey, get out of here with those corny jokes, Cousin Jody. But all kidding aside, thanks to you and all the country cousins for being our guests tonight. Now, here's another guest, a regular featured performer on the Grand Ole Opry, your friend and mine, the Kentucky Wonder, String Bean.
Well, up that river and down the bend, goodbye, goodbye. Up that river and down the bend, goodbye, Lottie Jane. Oh, how I miss you, ain't that a shame? Oh, how I miss you, goodbye, Lottie Jane. By the back and spit on the wall, goodbye to goodbye. See, my little gal is coming for goodbye, Lottie Jane. Oh, how I miss you, ain't that a shame? Oh, how I miss you, goodbye, Lottie Jane. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. But she won't ride my little red wagon goodbye to goodbye. Call the wheels broke, axle dragging goodbye, Lottie Jane. Oh, how I miss you, ain't that a shame? Oh, how I miss you, goodbye, Lottie Jane.
Thank you, String Bean. Thanks a whole lot. Now, Grant Turner, you look like you got something to say, so speak up, son. Speak up.
Ray, some of our friends have been asking about you, wondering where you've been lately and what your plans are. Would you care to tell us what you've been up to?
Well, I tell you, Grant, I've been kind of hanging around the house because about 3 weeks ago, my wife presented me with a little 9-pound baby boy that I'm awful proud of.
That's the way our audience feels about it. I think they're about as happy as you are, Ray. Thank you so much for letting us know. Now, here he is, folks, the one and only Cherokee cowboy, Ray Price, with his big Columbia record. And in comment about this record, it's number one in every country music survey in the USA. City Lights.
A bright array of city lights, as far as I can see. The great white way shines through the night. Alone. guys like me. The cabarets and honky tonks, their flashing signs invite a broken heart to lose itself in the glow of city life. I'd sit, say, forget her name and a glass of sherry wine. I'd sit off her other girl for empty hearts like mine. They paint a pretty picture of a world that's skin bright, but it's just a mask for loneliness behind the city lights. Just a place for men to cry when things don't turn out right. Just a place to run away and hide behind those city lights. I'd sit, say, forget her love in a different atmosphere. I'd sit, blur or nothing but a masquerade for tears. They paint a pretty picture, and my arms can't hold them tight. And I just can't say I love you to a sweet home city
life. That's the whole story for this evening, neighbors, and we've got to be getting out of here. It was sure nice having you here at the Grand Ole Opry with us, but be sure next week when Hank Snow heads up the show and has our good friend Jimmy Newman along as his guest. Till then, this is Ray Price saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes, one of the oldest slogans in the country, and certainly one of the best known, is "I'd walk a mile for a camel." Anybody who's ever smoked a camel knows just exactly what that statement means. You get more real enjoyment out of camels than any other cigarette can give you. That's because the camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled, never duplicated for rich tobacco flavor and easygoing mildness. It stands to reason. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The thing about camels is they never let you down. No fads or fancy stuff to this cigarette. Simply the finest taste in smoking. Yes, that's one of the big reasons why more people smoke camels than any other brand of any kind. Folks know camels are worth walking a mile for. You ought to try the smoke that's number one today in the USA. Have a real cigarette. Have a camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.